This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer involved in the death of a black motorist, George Floyd, has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. The officer, Derek Chauvin, was on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes as the man was pleading he could not breathe. Floyd went unconscious and died later after the incident. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman says more charges are possible. Chauvin and three other officers were fired in Minnesota after Floyd died. This is Floyd's death has led to multiple nights of violent protests, including the burning of a police station in Minneapolis Thursday. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called for an end to the violent protests and said he expected swift justice for the officers involved. The number of deaths globally from COVID-19 is approximately 365,000, and in the U.S., the figure approaches 103,000. The number of confirmed infections approaches a new milestone of 6 million globally and 1.7 million in the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Friday that the United States is cutting all ties with the World Health Organization over his what he's saying is their management of the coronavirus. In the virus response, the president has been railing against the WHO for weeks and argued it's under China's total control. He says that Beijing ignored its virus reporting obligations to the WHO, which in turn misled the world when the virus was discovered. The move is expected to significantly weaken the WHO since the U.S. is its biggest source of financial support. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A judge in the U.S. state of Utah has blocked a concert protesting coronavirus restrictions, siding with county health officials who said the event, expected to attract thousands of people, could worsen the pandemic. The judge decided Friday that there was a real risk of spreading the virus among the audience and others. The decision came hours after Utah marked its largest single-day increase in coronavirus cases, with 343. Organizers did not immediately say whether they would cancel the concert by the Nashville-based country singer Colin Ray. The event was also aimed at supporting businesses hurt by the crisis. India has registered another high daily increase. Figures from the health ministry show that thousands of new cases pushes the country ahead of China in both case numbers and deaths. This comes as India's two-month-old lockdown is set to end Sunday. Most are concentrated in states most with densely populated cities, but cases have been increasing in some of India's poorest eastern states after migrant workers left towns to go back into villages. Meanwhile, the South Korean government, at the end of reporting Friday, announced nearly 60 new cases in the Seoul area as officials scrambled to stem transmissions linked to a massive e-commerce warehouse near the capital. Around 400 German managers, workers, and family members have begun returning to China aboard charter flights as multinational companies in the world's second largest economy seek to get their operations running at full speed. A pair of flights from Frankfurt to the Chinese business hubs were organized by the German Chamber of Commerce in China in cooperation with Germany's diplomatic missions and airline Lufthansa, and are the first repatriation flight from Europe to China for foreign nationals. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said he was directing his administration to begin the process of eliminating the special treatment for Hong Kong in response to China's plans to impose new security legislation in the territory. Speaking at a White House news conference, he said that China had broken its word over Hong Kong's autonomy. Mr. Trump's move comes after China moved forward with plans to impose new national security legislation. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the territory no longer warrants special treatment under U.S. laws that enabled it to remain a global financial center. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.